MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions. I'm chatting with Amor Berger-Smit, Director and Head of Regulatory at Worksmans Attorneys. Amor, appreciate the time. Minister of Trade, Industry and Competition has published revised merger notification thresholds, also filing fees. This falls under the Competition Act 89 of 1989. Let's first talk around the thresholds. What are the thresholds? What's the change and are they significant?
Well, Simon, and thank you for having me. And this is an important topic to discuss if we think about any deal-making process. So what we've seen, there are intermediate thresholds and then large merger thresholds. And this actually determines whether you need to knock on the door of the competition authority to get approval for your M&A transaction or, you know, your acquisition. And that becomes a very important threshold. So for quite a while, there's been criticism that, you know, the merger file the threshold fees were too low and it actually caught too many transactions. So we've now suddenly seen on an intermediate level, the thresholds, if we look at the combined turnover or asset value of the two entities that will come together, that's moved up from 600 million to 1 billion.
Oh, wow.
And then you always also look at what is the turnover or the asset value of the target firm that you want to acquire or then combine with. And that's been doubled from 100 million to 200 million. So we've seen on the intermediate level quite significant increases in filing fees of over 60%, closer to 70%. Where on the higher threshold, if we talk about large mergers that has to go through to the competition tribunal, those increases have been lower, around about 45%. And that will mean that, you know, both the commission's workload will be less in future, as well as that of the tribunal. So we now on a tribunal level look at a 9.5 billion combined asset value before you have to knock on the door of the competition tribunal.
These are significant changes. I mean, I suppose, I mean, in some senses, it's maybe just sort of catching up with sort of, I was going to say, fiscal drag that's on our tax, but in the sense of, you know, inflation's been going along. But this will, I mean, it will make mergers, it'll make acquisitions, particularly of the smaller size, just that much easier. Just that it's a process you don't need to go to the authorities to get it approved.
That's correct. But we need to remind ourselves that the commission has always got the ability to write and say, but, you know, we note this transaction is taking place and we require you to notify that as what they refer to in the legislation, a small merger. So it's not as if all transactions that fall below these thresholds are now, you know, land for the free and we can do whatever we want to. The commission can still keep an eye over what's happening in the rest of the economy. I think what we also need to realize in this process, and we seem to see it more and more with government departments, you know, if we think about Home Affairs, Enrica charging a fee for those checks on the based from a Home Affairs perspective, the new CPA, direct marketing regulations, expecting companies to pay a fee. Yes, well, the filing fees, those notification fees to the commission has also gone up quite a bit. So their ability to generate, can we be blunt and say income through filing fees, have also been enhanced through this process.
I hadn't actually thought of that, of course. I mean, it is a revenue for them, let's be clear. And I mean, the merger filing fees, what, 165 to 220,000? The large merger filing fees from 550 to 735,000. I mean, in the bigger picture, maybe not massive, but not insignificant at all. And this really is, or more, this is, if we look at more broadly, this is government kind of trying to make it sort of easing regulatory complexity, make it easier for businesses to do business and cases to do mergers and acquisitions.
Yeah, I think this is part and parcel of that argument as well, to, you know, lessen the hurdles for business and make it easier for business. And for this economy needs growth. So we also need to look at it from that perspective and those hurdles to lessen that. But more importantly, Simon, there's been a lot of criticism against the competition authorities with, you know, lag in time and not being responsive enough in terms of approval of transactions and getting that with the necessary speed through the system. But that is also partly due to the fact that there's not infinite resources, and they had a massive workload to deal with. So one would hope through this process that one can speed up approval processes and actually in that way enhance deal making and enhance the growth of the economy, because the workload on the commission side will definitely diminish as a result of these threshold increases.
I hadn't thought of that. And of course, in some fees, they can get some extra staff. But I remember the Afrimat merger of takeover of Lafarge took an age, and it actually hurt the ultimate economics of it. Is this, when is this live? Is this happened? Is this to happen? What are the timelines in this regard?
Well, the irony of this is it's already happened.
Oh,
so
wow.
By the time when it was announced to all of us on the 11th of May, it came into effect on the 1st of May, which makes for interesting reading, Simon, because now some transactions will actually fall outside of the net and other might actually require a higher fee to be paid before it's assessed.
Oh, that is interesting. A quick thought there. If I sort of tied the knot back in April, there's different complexities to May and it's not going to be retroactive.
Yeah, that is very interesting because, this is a factor that you need to take cognizance of if you, in your deal planning and your, whole process and strategy. So, yeah, that has changed the field that we're looking at.
But broadly, this is good news. I like it. I think it's a good move forward. We'll leave it there. I'm Amalberger Smit, Director and Head of Regulatory, Workmen's Attorneys. Appreciate the time.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions.